Ours to Protect on iRadio.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave.
This week on Ours to Protect, I am at my local beach outside Donegal Town, only 2 kilometres from my house. The sun is splitting the rocks, but there's a big dark cloud. We don't know what kind of weather we're getting. But a woman who braves the elements is Lorraine from Trashy Treasures. And she heads to local beaches around Donegal and surrounding areas and picks up pieces of trash and turns them into jewellery and crafts. Lorraine, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Anya?
Good, good. Tell me, how did Trashy Treasures come about?
So I was making a gift for a friend that was going away to South America, and I wanted them to take a little piece of their beach with them on their travels, so they'd have a piece of home with them. And then during lockdown, it evolved. I started using the plastic waste, and the rest is history.
Tell me, what kind of crafts and jewellery do you make?
So I make necklaces, hair clips, bracelets, a selection of wearable jewellery from ghost nets, fishing rope, plastic that I find washed up on the beaches, seaweed, shells, sand.
You create like coasters and other crafts. Are they using the waste as well and the natural materials too?
So the coasters are made usually with bits of sea pottery and sea glass that is found washed up, and they're all very individual because each piece is completely unique, and it's given it a new lease of life. And it once was maybe a plate or a mug, so it's kind of gone full circle whenever you see it into a coaster. And I make bookmarks as well.
Yeah, so kind of combining natural things you find on the beach, but also those bits of rubbish that we do see washed up. Some people might think it's hard to find those things, but it's probably quite easy to find all those fishing nets lying around, is it?
Yeah, there's an abundance of materials. Unfortunately, I will never run out. So there is a lot of ghost nets and fishing rope and plastics on the beach, from bottle tops to lighters.
You just heard Lorraine from Trashy Treasures telling us how there's quite a lot of coastal nets washed up on our shores. What's washed up on the west coast and east coast of Ireland differs. On the east coast, we find human pollution like clothing, whereas on the west coast, there's more ocean pollution, things blown in from the Atlantic, and stuff that's left behind by fishermen. Although Lorraine uses coastal nets to her advantage, she explains how they are a problem.
So ghost nets actually account for 30 to 50% of all plastic waste in the oceans, and 46% of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch outside Hawaii. It is old, consists of old fishing nets, so they are a problem.
What beaches do you travel to and pick up these things from?
It is mostly in Donegal, as I'm based in Donegal, but also Sligo direction a lot as well. Everywhere from Streeta in Sligo to Malinbeg, Silver Strand in Donegal.
It's very sustainable that you're taking these bits of rubbish off the beach and turning them into such gorgeous things, but you also use other sustainable materials like your resin. Can you describe that for me?
Yes, so my resin is a bioresin, which is a byproduct of biodiesel production, or it's made from algae or potatoes, and it is biodegradable as well. So it's fully eco. And then I also, my packaging is all made with recycled card and hand cut and hand printed, and in turn it is recyclable in your blue bin.
And if someone would like to purchase product or have a look at all the gorgeous things, where can they go?
You can find me online on my website on www.trashytreasures.ie. Also, you can find me in various stockists throughout the country. So currently 22 and one in the US. So I do Strandhill People's Market every Sunday, 11 to 4.
After my chat with Lorraine from Trashy Treasures, a craft company in Donegal that turns beach trash into jewellery, we rummaged around the beach to see what trash we could find to make a piece of jewellery out of. You can head over to @thisisiradio on Instagram to see how we got on. If you'd like to get in touch with us at Ours to Protect, email us on ourstoprotect@iradio.ie or send us a text on 087 1102 107. If you'd like to listen back to this week or previous week's episode of Ours to Protect, head over to iradio.ie/Ours to Protect. I'll be back again next week at 7 p.m. to talk all things sustainability on iRadio.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.